Quality CBD right now, 1222 Williamson Street in Madison, or find them online at qualitycbd.org.
To Chicago, Miss Maddie starts calling me.
Dark Horse Art Bar is Madison's newest live music venue and art gallery on East Washington Avenue. Check out these upcoming events at the Dark Horse. Little Earthquakes, Saturday, June 25th. Little Earthquakes is Madison's blender mix of musical styles and local artists with far-off memories of their time smoking with Superman. Little Earthquakes, Saturday, June 25th. Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, 756 East Washington Avenue. Find them online at darkhorsemadison.com.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There was a doozy yesterday. There was a doozy yesterday in Madison, Wisconsin, involving Gableman, who's already sucked down about 900 grand in your tax money for a scam, a fraudulent investigation. And Judge Frank Remington of the Dane County Circuit Court. Judge Remington issued his order today. He is fining Gableman for contempt, $2,000 a day, until Gableman can prove that he has produced the records that were demanded in the open record request on his scam investigation. But the judge went further, and this is what I want to talk about in particular. The judge went further, and he ordered that the transcript of the remarks of Gableman in the courtroom should be sent to the Office of Lawyer Regulation for potential discipline. That can be a threat to Gableman's law license, sort of like Giuliani. What is he talking about? It turns out, and I had not known this before, that Gableman made derisive and off-color remarks about the judge and a female lawyer on the other side of the case. And here's what he said, and I listened to it, and you can go online and listen to it too. The opposing lawyer was a woman named Krista Westerberg. And during a recess, Judge Remington left the bench, went back into his chambers. And during a recess, depending on how long it is, the lawyers can get up, use the restroom, and sort of stretch. Gableman was sitting next to a lawyer for Robin Voss. And he didn't know that the mic was hot. Here's the first lesson. Remember this really well. If you see a mic, it's hot. Whether or not it's hot, it's hot. Okay. If you see anything looks like a microphone, you see a banana, it's hot. Okay. It's hot. Don't be an idiot. So here's what he does though. With a hot mic right there on the table, he goes, turns to the other lawyer. He says, the judge, Frank Remington, is simply Krista Westerberg with a beard. Now, first of all, the judge doesn't have a beard. But secondly, what he's saying is that basically he's citing Westerberg, but then he says he impersonated Remington and Westerberg in a fake conversation and suggested that Westerberg come to approach him on the bench and come back in his chambers with him. And here's what he said. He said, at this point, Foss's attorney taps the mic to show that it's live. And the idiot Gableman keeps talking. I mean, Voss's attorney, if he said, "You idiot, it's live," he should have said, he didn't say it. So he impersonates, this is the off-color part of it, Gableman impersonates Judge Remington and Westerfer. And he goes like this. He goes, come back to my chair. You may approach the bench, Ms. Westerberg. Come back to my chambers, Ms. Westerberg, to dictate. This is what he said. And Voss's lawyer's thinking, oh, my God, how the hell did I get in this thing? And so here's the deal. Here's the deal. Remington sees that transcript because, you know, when there's a hot mic, the court reporter transcribes everything. And he's also the guy that sat on this. And he goes, I'm not answering any questions. You're biased. You don't say that to a judge. You say, Your Honor, with all respect, I either take the fifth, which is what he should have done, or why are we paying this guy? $900,000. Why am I paying him out of my taxes? Why are you paying him? Now we have to pay for his offense before the disciplinary board. Go to the lines. Dan and Madison, my friend. We're doing this in order. You're first. Dan and Madison.
Morning, Matt. I'm wondering, maybe there's nothing, but what can we do, or what can the government, what can the state do to claw back this $900,000 that's already been spent? I mean, do we have any options at all? Can the state, you know, go after Gableman for fraud?
The answer is yes, and here's the problem. Because it's a gerrymandered legislature with Republican judges, they said that they can use tax dollars. Voss has basically said all the tax money is a slush fund for him to do political work out of, and the Republicans said fine. The Democrats made the point. They said, look, if you want to do this investigation, you pay for it. Republican Party pays for it. The Koch brothers pay for it. We're not going to pay for it. Well, but now when there is actual fraud in the investigation, when there is actual misconduct, and if he, because of this off-color remark that he made about the judge and the opposing counsel, which is totally false, by the way, totally false. But that innuendo, if he's disciplined, he should be removed from the case. We should get restitution of every cent paid to him and his staff. The underlying issue, of course, is a crooked investigation. But when you undertake the representation, have Republican judges say, go ahead, you can do whatever you want. And then you commit an offense under the rules of professional conduct and are disciplined for it. In this case, he's being fined $2,000 a day. That is, in effect, malpractice. The Gableman can be sued for malpractice. And if he has malpractice insurance, fine. If he doesn't, I think the correct lawsuit would be against Gableman for malpractice. When a lawyer is disciplined like that, that's clearly malpractice. Going back to the lines, Neil of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Neil?
Well, along the same lines of Gableman, if he's held in contempt of court and just a minor $2,000 a day, you know, because someone will pick that tab up for him, but can't he be tossed in jail? And if that's the case, could he be disbarred for that?
Yeah, it's a good point. The answer is yes and yes. It's up to the judge. But let me just point out something, and you just raised an idea in my mind. Who's paying the $2,000 a day? He has to pay $2,000 a day. Okay? That started yesterday. Today's another $2,000 and another $2,000. And then he's going to bring motions and we're going to go 10 days. That's $20,000. He's going to bill the state. He will bill Voss's fund. He will bill me. He will bill you. He will bill anybody who pays state taxes. Now, when you are the judge did not say in his order, it has to be paid by you and not your client, but his client's the state. His client's the state. Some lawyers will bill their client for fines that they incur in the course of representation. Most clients don't know enough to complain about that, or they're afraid of their lawyer and they just pay it. In this case, I think Voss will pay it. But what about if the office of lawyer responsibility, and that's a very serious thing. Lawyers are disciplined by the state bar, and the state bar doesn't put up with much because they don't want to besmirch the reputations of all lawyers. They're going to say you have 30 days to write a brief as to why we shouldn't disbar you. He's going to hire lawyers to do that. He's not going to write that brief. He'd be crazy to write that brief. Those lawyers are going to submit bills to Voss. They will submit bills to Gableman. Gableman has been given a blank check by Voss to do this as long as he wants. Gableman will pay out of that money. Then it'll be refreshed or restored by Voss. This is tax dollars. It's time to shut this down. It's time to fire Gableman. It's time for Voss to say he's gerrymandered, he's illegitimate, but unfortunately he's a speaker. This is over. He found no fraud. This is over. He found no fraud. And it's time, frankly, for Voss to authorize the attorney general to sue Gableman for malpractice and get every penny of that 900, now it's up over a million, by the way, back. If Gableman has malpractice insurance, the way you get to the insurance, because intentional acts are not covered by insurance, but you throw in a negligence count. You go, he did it on purpose and he also did it negligently. Then they have to cover it and get it back from his malpractice carrier. And the next time he goes in for malpractice insurance, when they restore his license, he's gonna have to pay higher premiums. This is a little inside baseball, but I want everybody to understand it. Your tax dollars are going to pay for malpractice. Your tax dollars are going out to pay for contempt. Your tax dollars are going out to pay for a guy who made an off-color remark about the judge and opposing woman counsel to defend himself and not get his license yanked. Your tax dollars are going for all these purposes. This is wrong. If you were a private client, you would have a right to say, I am not paying the $2,000 a day, and I'm not paying you any more money. You committed malpractice, so therefore give me back my legal fees. Voss will not do that unless he hears from you. So my suggestion is everybody listening, email Voss and say, get all the money back from Gableman and his insurer, fire Gableman, and shut this down. Go to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Back right after the break. Gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.